Vice President John Mahama returned home yesterday from China after signing two subsidiary agreements critical for the country's infrastructural development. The agreements are part of nine others approved by Parliament last year under the $3 billion China Development Bank loan facility. Briefing the media on arrival, the Vice President described the visit as successful. He said processes required for the money to be received are underway and likely to be concluded by the end of next month. Pascaline Ladadevo reports.
Vice President Mahama left the country last Tuesday for the People's Republic of China to sign two agreements with the China Development Bank for the release of $1 billion to Ghana under the $3 billion CDB loan facility. With these, Ghana can now access $850 million for the gas infrastructure project in the Western Region and $150 million for the development of an ICT platform for surveillance of the oil and gas field. Vice President Mahama said the gas project will involve the construction of a 45-kilometer offshore pipeline from the Jubilee field, a gas processing plant near Etiabo, an LPG recovery unit and buffer tanks. It is estimated that Ghana could earn about $1 billion per year from gas revenue.
The gas processing facility is a very critical component in respect of moving Ghana's transformation to the next level. And so this facility will go to the Ghana National Gas Company to enable Sinopec, which is the EPC contractor, to carry out the work in laying the remaining of the pipeline that will bring the gas onshore and putting in place the processing facility to make the gas usable. The other subsidiary agreements are all connected with projects that have a capacity to generate revenues to service. And so you have the Takradihabo expansion project, you have the Western Railway Line rehabilitation project, you have the Eastern Corridor multimodal project, and you have the Accra Plain irrigation project, which will increase food production in Ghana.
The Vice President also announced that the other $6 billion loan facility government discussed with the China Exim Bank is also in the preliminary stages.
We also held a meeting with the chairman of the Exim Bank to discuss the second facility. The second facility involved $6 billion in 2 billion tranches, and that one had not been pushed forward as hard as the CDB because we are concentrated on working on the CDB. And so the chairman of China Exim assured that they were ready to go ahead with the negotiations on that second facility. That second facility mostly goes into social infrastructure. It has roads, it has hospitals, it has water supply, it has electrification and other things.
On the sidelines, China's largest company in ports design, China Communication Construction Company, has also expressed interest in investing in the roads, railways and harbor expansion project in Ghana under the CDB facility.
Pascaline Adarivo.